for the next Mets and Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Mark of the Sack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, talking about the whole, you know, not wanting to banning the teaching about critical race theory. Of course, you said it. I mean, there's no definite, I don't think any of the Republicans clearly defined what it actually is, and that teaching history of any kind is, if it's taught well, it should be making our students think. I mean, it made me think back when I was in school that I can remember the pride I felt. That there was not completely taught, I guess, but they talked about Wisconsin refusing to honor the Fugitive Slave Act for the most part. But a lot of times the slave catchers got chased, run on a rail from Wisconsin rather than us automatically turning escaped slaves over to them. That if we find, how are they supposed to not? Why do they not want us to know our actual history? I mean, know that the South rebelled, and it was about slavery. Pure and simple, it was about slavery. You read any of the writings then, the South had great dreams of establishing an empire, sweeping through Mexico all the way to Tierra del Fuego, on the backs of chattel slavery. You find it in their political writings at the time. I mean, it is just something that unless they can define it, they shouldn't be able to be yapping about, banning it. And as far as it's against free speech, I mean, why wouldn't you not be able to teach about or talk about the fact that chattel slavery existed in the United States? I mean, do we want to ignore the fact that, if you take a deeper dive into history, that the Irish were treated, horribly when they first came here? I mean, not as bad as the black slaves, but I mean that they were considered lesser human beings than the rest of white Protestant Christianity. I mean that it is just a historical fact, but they want to whitewash history, and it is just
right. Well, here's what's going on. Here's what's going on, Mark. Let's be blunt. By doing this, they're simply raising the issue of the Republicans of race to racialize society and racialize the election. They just raise this, and then they sit back and chaos ensues. And then they go, well, we're the ones that are standing up basically to black people. I mean, that's really what the Republican Party is doing. But the effect of it is toxic, because the effect of it is there's nothing coherent about it. I mean, nobody's saying you should teach the 1619 thing out of the New York Times. I don't agree with that. I think it's bad history. But what about slavery? What about the emancipation? What about lynching of black people? What about the Tulsa massacre? What about the very real fact of racial violence and racism throughout our country's history? What's going to happen is vulnerable teachers with families or single that need the income in some areas are going to be deterred from speaking because they're afraid of losing their jobs. That's what they're really trying to get at. And that's what will happen. And it is a violation of the First Amendment. But more important, they have no business trying to legislate educational texts. That should be done by professionals. Going back to the lines, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. Just talking about what Mark in the Sack was talking about, I am convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt the Republicans fear education as a whole. Because unless they go to Trump University or Hillsdale College or some ultra-conservative college, they're afraid of the way the mind is shaped by education. Case in point, you've heard, what do you work on, liberal arts or whatever. The mind has to be liberal to accept all forms of education. You can't right. have a conservative mind. To draw an analogy, if a man's dying and he has two heart surgeons to pick from, one with conservative ideas or constricted ideas, or one with liberal ideas, which one is he? He's going to go to the doctor that can look at everything. And that's what Republicans are terrified of, when it comes to education. They hate public education. My kids went to private and public education. They got as much out of public as they did out of the private. The private gave them a little structure. The public gave them all kinds of different choices, different points of view. But it was the way they were raised. I'm proud to say both my kids, I'm very proud of, including my grandkids. So this fear of education the Republicans have, they're just terrified by you knowing too much. Because once you're informed, you can make some great decisions. Thanks again, and have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Yeah, as always, you hit it right in the head. And if you even take a look at what they've done everything they can to diminish the University of Wisconsin. Scott Walker tried to change the mission statement from the Wisconsin idea, to... that it's just a training ground for Wisconsin businesses. And he didn't get away with that particular thing. They got rid of statutory tenure. They got rid of not just peer review, but also any kind of cooperation with the faculty, governance, shared governance. They got rid of that. They got rid of all of it. And they downgrade it. They perpetually downgrade it. They downgrade college educations. What they don't remember is, wasn't too long ago in our society, none of my grandparents went to college. My mom didn't go to college, but they worked hard and they decided that their kids and grandkids would go to college. And they worked hard. They didn't look down on education. They looked up to education. They always said that education is the one thing that they can't take away from you. And you're absolutely right. What this will do, if you let Voss and people like Voss in all 50, well, they not 50 legislatures, some are Democratic, but under the guise of stopping critical race theory, controlling the curriculum, what's going to end up happening is you're going to have diminished education. And I think you're right. I think they do fear that. And they basically want people who just go, you know, through the motions and do what they're told and don't know their rights and don't know what they can enforce. So that's a real problem. And the other thing is all they have to do is just pass the bill. And local school boards, some of them were very conservative, don't like teachers, don't like the teachers union, are going to fire teachers. They're going to fire them because they have no union protections left to speak of. And you have Republican judges who will uphold it. And what are they going to fire them over? Teaching critical race theory. What is critical? They don't know. It's not that they're saying, okay, we're going to follow the New York Times 1619 theory. But what about the Tulsa massacre? What about the perpetual lynching, widespread lynching of Black people from the end of Reconstruction through into the early 1960s? What of the Green Book? There was a Green Book published as late as 1965. What did that mean? If anybody who is Black wanted to travel by car, they had to know what gas stations, what hotels, and what restaurants they could patronize. Believe it or not. They didn't want to be humiliated in front of their kids and their wife. And there was one as late as 1965, yes, 1965, that showed where in Milwaukee they could go to a gas station, they could eat at a restaurant, or go to a motel. That's very sad and pathetic. It really is. It's also true. If you teach that in a school, a rural school board could can you. Under critical race theory. We got to get rid of this. It's unconstitutional. It's a violation of the First Amendment. It's vague, very vague. Can't have it. Going back to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Well, Matt, can you do anything about the Badger football team first? But secondly, I'm going to be watching today's results real close. Some of the higher-ups in January 6th are going to be appearing today, the guy with the zip ties and so on. But I personally don't have a lot of hope because I just saw something at the end of last week. A couple of these people were sentenced to 45 days. I'm sorry, anybody who was in that building unlawfully on the 6th, in my opinion, even people just wandering around, at least a year.
Right. Police officers were beaten up. Yeah, they were beaten up. Over 100 of them were out on medical leave for a long time. They were kicked in the head. Five people died. They were beaten with poles. One guy had his head squeezed. Remember that one? He's screaming. Mm-hmm. These are police officers. That was a conspiracy. These people were all together. 45 days is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And some of these judges are just way too wishy-washy. The one woman who said, where's Nancy? Where's Nancy? We're going to put a bullet in her frigging head, quote, unquote. She got a very, very couple of months. She went into the Capitol looking to murder the Speaker of the House, and she gets a couple of days. Are you kidding me? That's what's going on, and that's what's wrong, because what'll happen is that'll happen again. That will happen again, and when it happens again, it's going to be far more violent. When if two people go into a gas station and one drives the car, one robs it, and while he robs it, he shoots the clerk, the guy who drives the car is liable for murder, even though he didn't pull the trigger, and it's called felony murder, and even though he didn't want it to happen. By analogy, people go in and beat up cops, beat them hard. Cops commit suicide, drag them down the stairs, bounce their heads. They have neurological damage. The people that enabled that are guilty of the same crime. They should not be getting 45 days. They should be getting prison term. Now you can say, okay, I don't think people like that should get 20 years or 10. Okay, fine. Get a couple of years. Never have this happen again. You've got to protect our Congress. What if they do it in the Supreme Court and beat the hell out of a couple of Supreme Court justices? What if they go in? They were going to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, bind and gag her, and take her to a cabin in Wisconsin, try her and execute her. Excuse me. That should have gotten a very lengthy prison term. That should get a very lengthy prison term. We're not talking about free speech here. We're talking about threats of murder. Threats of murder have got to be sanctioned. They've got to be punished. And it's got to be without fear or favor. I don't care if it's a Democrat or Republican did it. In Europe in the 1970s, there was a left-wing group. They kidnapped Aldo Moro, former prime minister of Italy, and killed him. I mean, there are groups that all sorts of groups do this. It's wrong. Going to a break. Lines still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.